music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win, that's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the year 2023 and Shooting Lights Out. I am your host, Tyna the Playmaker Silence here. I thank y'all for tuning in. With those of you who are watching on YouTube, those of you who are listening to whatever platform you listen to for this podcast, Happy New Year. Hope you had a great New Year's Day. Hope you enjoyed everything. Today episode, gonna jump right into it. Not gonna get into a lot of stuff. Got some recaps to do. Got a heat check. Got a flagrant foul. And got some games for you to watch. And that'll be it for today. So you know, go ahead and get started. So we finna run the fast break.
Controls it. James all the way in for the slam.
By Adams, his sixth. Morant blows by Primo. Attack.
And we're running the fast break, college basketball edition. We're going to start off with the ladies, ladies and gentlemen. As you see on your screen, those of you who are watching on YouTube, Katie Clark and the 12-point Iowa Hawkeyes upsetted by the Fighting Illini of Illinois 90-86. Clark had 32 points to lead the Hawkeyes, but it wasn't enough as the Fighting Illini upset the Hawkeyes, giving them their fourth loss of the season. Speaking of which, we go down to the ACC, where number 7 Virginia Tech hosted 13-ranked North Carolina in a back-and-forth battle. It was the Lady Hoagies of Virginia Tech taking down the Tar Heels 68-65 in a top 15 matchup. And sticking in the ACC, ooh, the Q-Dome was almost in a celebratory mode. 6th-ranked NC State Wolfpack escaped the Q-Dome with a 56-54 lead over the Lady Orangemen of Syracuse. Continuing on from the ladies' side, we saw the Ohio State Buckeyes take down the arch rival, the Michigan Wolverines, in a top 15 matchup, 66-57. We had Indiana, who needed overtime to survive Nebraska, and surviving they did, but in overtime, then looked like 12-0 overtime Indiana over Nebraska, 74-62. And then in the Pac-12, the Beavers of Oregon State upset number 10 UCLA 77-72. The Lady Bruins suffered their second loss of their season, a big one in Corvallis. Those were the ladies' recap. Let's go to the men's side, shall we? In on the men's side, we're kicking it right out. Number 2, UConn takes their first L of the season to 22nd-ranked Xavier, 83-73. Big win for the Musketeers. UConn suffered their first defeat of the season. A team that avoided the upset is the reigning defending national champions, the 4th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Oh, they got a tough one from Oklahoma State, but 69-67, the reigning defending champion survived at home over the Cowboys. Another close game took down in Tempe, Arizona, when the Arizona State Sun Devils hung in there for most of the game, gave the 5th-ranked Wildcats of Arizona all they can handle for the Battle of Arizona, but it was the 5th-ranked Wildcats taking 69-60. And then finally, we go to the Red River Shootout in basketball. And it was Texas being ranked 6th and Norman, Oklahoma, took on their arch rival, the Oklahoma Sooners, a back and forth affair. And look at here, Texas has made it, I believe, 7 consecutive wins in Norman, Oklahoma, over the Oklahoma Sooners by winning this one 70-69. Big win for Texas to avoid the upset. a team that didn't avoid the upset in the Big 12 is 12th-ranked Baylor, ladies and gentlemen. They took their turners up to Ames, Iowa, and they did not come back victorious. 77-62, the Cyclones of Iowa State take down the Baylor Bears by 15. But that's not all that went down in the Big 12, because Kansas State Wildcats, 12-1 on the season, not ranked. They will be ranked when the new polls come up, because they took down 24th-ranked West Virginia, 82-76. Big win for the Wildcats. Not a good loss for West Virginia Mountaineers and Bob Huggins. Ladies, that was your basketball recap. Oh, us running the fast break.
Controls it. James all the way in for the slam.
By Adams, his sixth. Morant blows by Primo. Attack.
The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official licensed sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go, where sports fans shop and official license everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. Real quickly, we do have a special going on Fanatics right now. If using the promo code TOASTY, that is TOASTY, you can get up to 60% off on your order. That is TOASTY. TOASTY, up to 60% off site-wide today. So go ahead and take advantage of that. And as you can see here, those of you who are watching on YouTube, you see the logo of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you're probably asking yourself, why are you looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves? What does the Playmaker have in store when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves? Well, here you go. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am putting the Minnesota Timberwolves in the flagrant foul category for this week to kick off the new year. And you probably ask yourself, why is the Minnesota Timberwolves hitting a flagrant foul? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find out exactly why they are getting a flagrant foul. Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Timberwolves are currently 16-21 on the season. They are ranked 11th in the Western Conference. As you can see here, when you're looking at the numbers right here, those of you who are watching on YouTube, you see that the Minnesota Timberwolves are 15th in scoring at 114.4. But if you look at the end of the screen, you will see they are 22nd in the points allowed. Because they give up 115.9, which pretty much is 116 at this moment in time. Nevertheless, they don't defend well. And more to it, ladies and gentlemen, they are 24th in rebounding at 42.1 points a game, rebounds a game. And they are 11 assists at 25.4. So, I mean, you see, if you still are confused right now, this will help you understand some things. This is the entire month of December, ladies and gentlemen, that you see on your screen, those who are watching on YouTube, those who are listening on to the audio version. To end the year, ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Timberwolves went 5-10 in the month of December. 5-10. And part of that 5-10 includes the current 6-game losing streak they are currently on as of right now. Now that you understand why they are in the flagrant foul, this is the Minnesota Timberwolves team that made the playoffs last year. Going through, you know, the play-in and doing what they need to do against the Clippers and getting in and given Memphis all they can handle in the first round last year. You had big coach, and you got Carl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert traded to the team. You still got Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell. You still like what you got when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and you expect bigger and better things to happen. I'm going to get to Carl Anthony Towns in a minute, and part of the reason why the Timberwolves went 5-10 in the month of December. And currently have a 6-game losing streak. They are 3-7 their last 10. As you can see, those who are watching on YouTube, they lost to the Clippers back on December 4th before they won their 3 games in a row, being OKC, Chicago, and Dallas, before they lost their 6 in a row, which includes Dallas, Boston, Miami, New Orleans, Milwaukee, and Detroit. Ladies and gentlemen, 6 in a row. Just in a row. This is the 6 games in a row that they have. Now, when you look at this and you ask yourself, how could they lose this in a row? Well, you see Dallas. Well, they beat Dallas the previous day. Yep, and they lost the other one. At Boston, okay. At Miami, Miami's a tricky team. New Orleans is playing very good ball. Milwaukee is Milwaukee. I mean, the other. But you lost to Detroit at home to end the year. Okay? Then you look at it. Part of this since game losing streak is that the fact they gave up back-to-back 43-point games. You see Zion here, and you see Giannis here. Well, back on December 28th, when they played the New Orleans Pelicans at home, Zion Williamson went for a career high of 43 points. He had 3 rebounds and 5 assists, but he had 43 points when the Pelicans beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, at New Orleans, by the way, 119 to 118. Anthony Edwards had 27 points. D'Angelo Russell had 27 points. Rudy Gobert had 10 points. It wasn't enough to stop Zion Williamson from scoring 43 and beating you by 1. What a shame. And then the very next game, December 30th, at Milwaukee, you get beat 123 to 114. Anthony Edwards scored 30 points, 10 boards. Russell had 15 points, 7 assists, 5 boards, no Rudy Gobert in that game. They didn't play him. They gave him a rest. And Giannis went for 43-20. No, ladies and gentlemen, Giannis literally had 43 points, 20 rebounds, and 5 assists. Now, the fact that you didn't have Rudy Gobert, probably the reason why Giannis got the 20. He probably got the 15, maybe 12. But 20 is a staggering number. And he's dropped 43 as well. So those 2 games on December 28th at New Orleans and December 30th at Milwaukee, you both gave up 43 points to one player. To one player. Now, during this losing streak here, Anthony Edwards, the leader, the star of the team. I don't want to say leader of the team, but star of the team. This is what he has been doing since during this losing streak. 28.1 points per game. Shooting 51.6 from the field, 36.4 from 3-point range, giving you 5.5 rebounds and 4 assists. These are the numbers that you need from a star caliber player like Anthony Edwards, which you're getting. Yet, you're on a 6-game losing streak. Does he have help? Some of you are asking. D'Angelo Russell, during the losing streak, is scoring 18.2 points per game, shooting 42.7 from the field, shooting a whopping 26.8 from 3-point range. Giving you 4 rebounds and 7 assists. These 2 gentlemen combined, Anthony Edwards and D'Angelo Russell, they are giving you roughly 46 points a game, 10.5 rebounds a game, and 11 assists. Sounds like good numbers, right? Sounds like really good numbers. You should be on this, you should not be on a 6-game losing streak, but you are. And then that brings me to Rudy Gobert doing this losing streak is giving you 11.2 points per game, shooting 80% from the field, which means he's not taking a lot of shots to only score 11 points a game, giving you about 9.5 rebounds a game and 3.4 assists a game. So you're getting a double, you're basically getting a double-double from Rudy Gobert. You have Edwards and Russell combined for 46 points a game. You have Rudy Gobert's 11 in there, and you had 57 between the three. You're getting a good amount of rebounds. You're getting about 20 rebounds a game. And you're averaging about 15 assists a game with these three. Nevertheless, you're on a six-game losing streak. Six-game losing streak. To be honest, I don't know what's going on because, oh, I do know what's going on because Carl Anthony Towns has been out since November 28th, meaning he missed the entire month of December. The entire month of December, ladies and gentlemen, the entire month. Now, if we go back, if you look at the month of December for the Timberwolves, you will see here, 5-10 in the month of December without Carl Anthony Towns. Okay. Now you're talking about a guy when he was playing giving you 20.8 points a game, 8.2 rebounds a game, and 5.3 assists a game. That's a big difference. You say at least to most people's lives, especially those who know and study the game of basketball. Losing that kind of production does hurt. Part of the reason why you're 5-10 in the month of December and you're losing six in a row. The funny thing is, though, the first game that I caught in the town, you beat the Memphis Grizzlies. You beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, let me go back because that was the last game of November for them. And that was the first game they missed Carl Anthony Towns because Carl Anthony Towns got hurt against the Washington Wizards the previous game before that in the nation's capital. But the first game, we're going all the way back to, let me think, let's see. This game took place November 30th. Actually, the last, the final day of November. It was in Minnesota. And you beat the Memphis Grizzlies 109-111. John Morant had 24 points, 5 boards, and 6 assists. But Anthony Edwards, 29 points. D'Angelo Russell, 15 points. Yeah, and Noel come off the bench and give you 24 points. And you beat the Timberwolves and you beat the Grizzlies to end the month, the end of month of November. And then the month of December hit in, as I don't say this numerous times already, 5-10 in the month of December. Like, it is terrible. It is very terrible of you guys. And now we still don't know when Carl Anthony Towns is coming back. So your next game is tonight when you host the Denver Nuggets at 8 p.m. And the Denver Nuggets are on a bit of a roll right now. 24-12 on the year. And number one in the West are the Denver Nuggets, led by a back-to-back league MVP, Nikola Jokic, the Joker. And right now he's averaging 25.7 points a game, 10.9 rebounds a game, and 9.5 assists a game. He's down there averaging a triple-double. Now, in Minnesota, if you want to be taken a little bit more seriously that people was trying to do at the beginning of the season, a win against the Denver Nuggets will get you in the right direction. Then after that, you have Damian Lillard and the Portland Blazers coming to Minnesota, and then you got Kawhi and the Paul George coming in after that. Before you have a couple of road games between the Houston Rockets and the Detroit Pistons, one of which you already lost to the Detroit Pistons. Matter of fact, that was the final game of your six games that you lost, 116-104 to Detroit. Yeah, but Houston team is Houston. Before you come back on, you have to deal with Phoenix, Cleveland, and Utah. Before you go to Denver for another matchup with the Denver Nuggets, and before the Toronto Raptors come across the border to the Twin Cities. So your next 10 games are not very easy. You will hope you can beat the Rockets and the Pistons at least. And probably still some games, probably one of the two Denver games that you got. Maybe the Utah game, maybe the Toronto game. But for all is that, it's not looking good for Minnesota right about now. It's going to be get even tougher. You need to find out when you're getting Carl Anthony Towns back, because if not, yeah, you might be on the segment again called Flagrant Foul with your name like this that is appearing on the screen for people who are watching on YouTube right now. So, Minnesota, you might want to get it together, okay? I'm just saying, you might want to get it together because this right here doesn't look good. Five games under 500, 11 in the West. Not what people expected. They expected better from you. So, Minnesota, get it together. We begging you, get it together. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Up with the Playmaker Down and Silence here. As you see on your screen, I got some games for you to watch before I get to my final, which is the Heat Check. First off, we're going to start off with the ladies, as you can see today, ladies and gentlemen, at 2 p.m. The 16 ranked Maryland Terrapins will be on the road to take on the Rutgers of Scarlet Knights. Should be an easy game for the Lady Terrapins to handle business against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, but you never know when it comes to basketball. 2:30, 30 minutes after the first game tips off, we have a top 20 showdown. Stanford, California, with the number 2 ranked Cardinals of Stanford hosting 18th ranked Wildcats of Arizona. 12-1 versus 14-1. It should be a doozy down in Stanford between the Cardinals and the Wildcats. Speaking of doozy, 7 p.m. at primetime match on the SEC Network tonight. The reigning defending national champions, the South Carolina Gamecocks, who remain the top team in the country. They are in Athens, Georgia, to face off against the 11-4 Bulldogs of Georgia. Now, let's see if the Lady Bulldogs can continue on what their football team has done in beating Ohio State and making themselves relevant for next money when they play in the national championship game. But can the Georgia Bulldog ladies do something that has not been done yet this season and take down number 1? That's today. Tomorrow for the ladies, we have Penn State and Michigan doing back up in Ann Arbor, Michigan in the Big Ten Showdown. That's at 1 p.m. It is 7 p.m. The Lady UConn with Gino or Emma back on schedule and for working her way back to the lineup. They are at Butler. Could be a tricky game for the Huskies there. And then also at 7 on ESPN Plus, we have a top 25 showdown in the Big 12. When 23rd ranked Baylor Bears had the Norman Oklahoma take on 20th ranked Oklahoma. 10-3, 11-1. Bears Sooners, it should be a dandy one. And those of you who got ESPN Plus, you will be treated to a very, very excellent game between the Lady Bears and the Lady Sooners. So do not miss that game tomorrow. That's the ladies' side. Let's go to the men's side for college basketball. Tomorrow, starting off in the SEC, we have a top 25 showdown down in Knoxville, Tennessee, as the 7th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers play host to the 21st ranked Mississippi State Bulldog. Both teams coming in at 11-2. A big win for either team will be a good on their resume. Can the Volunteers keep it rolling? I began to a little bit of a shaky start earlier. They survived some games and they lost a couple of games they probably shouldn't have. But can the Volunteers keep it rolling and keep it showing? Sticking in the ACC for tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. from ESPN 2 to ESPN. 19th ranked, the 9-4 Kentucky Wildcats, who are having a very shaky year thus far. They are at home. They are in Warp Arena, but they have a 12-1 LSU Tigers team come walking in there. There should be an interesting battle between the Tigers and the Wildcats up in Warp Arena. John Calipari trying to get his troops in order. to make that run. It's about that time to make that run. We are in the month of January. We got February and a little part of March before we get into March Madness. So it's around that time for John Calipari to get the Kentucky Wildcats rolling. Let's see, can he get a start against a 12-1 LSU team? At 9 p.m. on the ACC Network tomorrow, we'll have an ACC battle up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. When the Pitt Panthers at 10-4 on the season, are we playing host to 13th rank, 10-2, Virginia Cavaliers? Cavaliers lost a couple of games since the last time we talked about them when we gave them a heat check during that difficult time. They had lost a couple of games, but can they get the ship going against a very good Pitt Panthers team, I must say? Don't sleep on the Panthers. Virginia to come playing some ball, because if not, they will get caught. Around the same time, after you get done watching Mississippi State and Tennessee on ESPN2, stick around on ESPN2, because they're going to take you from Knoxville to Lubbock, Texas, as the 10-3 Red Raiders play host to the reigning defending national champions and fourth-ranked Jayhawks of Kansas in a Big 12 showdown that I'm pretty sure Kansas should know, because BSF has helped it a couple of times. Texas Tech, Lubbock, Texas, not an easy spot to win at. But can Kansas keep it going and continue rolling with their national championship and sticking with the Big 12 on tomorrow at 9 p.m. around the same time as Kansas and Texas Tech go at it? The other Kansas State Wildcats, they are in the other part of Texas. That'll be Austin, Texas, to take on the 6th-ranked Longhorns of Texas. Both teams coming in at 12-1. Somebody's got to take their second loss of the season. Longhorns have been rolling as of late, so has Kansas. So a streak will be ending. A team that has momentum will come to a halt in Austin, Texas, when this is all said and done. So look forward to that's a good slate for you guys tomorrow. Starting off with Tennessee and Mississippi State and finishing off with Kansas State and Texas. You do. There's some good basketball to be watching tomorrow for college. And then we go on to the 4th, ladies and gentlemen. We go to Thursday, January 4th. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons, 10-4 on the season. They are in Chapel Hill to face off with 25th ranked and a shocking start to a 9-5 record. The UNC Tar Heels. Can UNC find the spark that they need to rekindle what took place last year? Because 9-5 is not what a lot of people expected, especially the Pokemon when they had you ranked number one in the preseason. So very surprising start for North Carolina, but they can get it. They can turn it in the right direction with a big win over a 10-4 Wake Forest team. 20th ranked Auburn, they are taking a trip to Athens, Georgia to face off with the Georgia Bulldogs, who are surprisingly 10-3 on the season, to say the least. A very surprising 10-3. So Bruce Pearl can't walk into Athens against a Mike White team and expect to win. You should know about Mike White from his days in Florida, because when he was coaching the Gators, he gave Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers a good run for their money. A few of them times. So that should be interesting to see. Miami from the SEC to the ACC as the 14th ranked Hurricanes of Miami, 13-1, having a stellar season thus far. They are going into the ATL to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. You would think Miami should win this one quite easily, but the Yellow Jackets are known for putting out some sneaky upsets every once in a while. So Miami might want to tread lightly in this one. Sticking in the ACC, 17-ranked Duke Blue Devils. They are in Raleigh, North Carolina, in a showdown that I would love to watch between the Duke Blue Devils and the NC State Wolfpack. Duke coming in at 11-3, NC State coming in at 11-4. This could be a very doozy one in the ACC. The Wolfpack can make a name for themselves by taking down Duke, and Duke can get themselves riding back in the right direction post Coach K era with the win over North Carolina. All right, from the ACC to the Big East, because we're talking UConn, who is coming off their first loss of the season to Xavier that we mentioned earlier. Now they're on the road to Providence. And that is 8:30 on the FS1 on Thursday. Can UConn bounce back from suffering that defeat of their first loss of the season and their first conference loss of the season? But you're going to get a Providence Fire team who can shoot the ball just like an Xavier team can, and they can play some good defense. So UConn could be up for another battle, for another test, and they could be, they could have their second consecutive loss. But UConn, they usually they get back to what they do best, being big and tall on the inside and hitting them business. So we'll see if the UConn Huskies can stave off another upset. From there to back to the SEC, because at 8:30 p.m. on the ACC Network Thursday, January 4th, the Missouri Tigers, those surprising Missouri Tigers at 12-1, they are in Fayetteville, Arkansas, to take on the ninth-ranked Razorbacks of Arkansas, who are 11-2. It should be a doozy, one on the SEC Network between Arkansas and Missouri. And your final one for games to watch for the men's side of college basketball, take you back to the Big 12, where you will see the 12-1 Horned Frogs that are ranked 18th in the country of TCU. They are in Waco, testing to take on 12-1 Baylor at 10-3, 9 p.m. on ESPN2 Network. Those are that. NBA games to look out for. Starting tonight, you have Phoenix and New York getting together at 3. You got New Orleans and the 76ers at 7 p.m. That should be a very fun one to watch. And you have the Miami Heat. They are in the City of Angels to take on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. And then tomorrow, you have the Sacramento Kings visiting Salt Lake City against the Utah Jazz, with two teams that have been surprising at some points in time in this season. And then on Thursday, the Phoenix Suns will take a visit to Cleveland, Ohio, to face off with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That should be a fun one. Speaking of, see how healthy Devin Booker is, but if he's healthy, you're talking Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Darius Garland, DeAndre Ayton, Jonathan Allen. It's a lot of matchups in this Phoenix Suns Cleveland game. And then finally at 7 p.m., the Indiana Pacers taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. When we come back, we're going to get into our final topic of the day, and we're going to heat you. The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that it's landed a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens, and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now, you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, Mountains of the Entertainment. And to cap off Shooting Lights Out for the first edition of the 2023 season, we're going heat check. And yes, yo, those of you who are watching on YouTube, you see Luka Doncic on your screen because the heat check is on him and the Dallas Mavericks, ladies and gentlemen. The Dallas Mavericks are currently right now 21-16, fourth in the West, 18th in scoring with 112.6, 30th in rebounding at 38.8. 28th in assists at 22.1. Yet, they are fifth in defense. Opponents' points per game is fifth, and they only give up 110.4. The Dallas Mavericks have won six in a row, ladies and gentlemen, led by Luka Doncic. 34.2 points per game, 8.7 rebounds a game, 8.9 assists per game. He is getting some help from like so Christian Wolves, who's giving them 17.7 points per game with 7.9 rebounds a game. Also, you have Spencer Dinwiddie chiming in with 16.3 points a game, 5.2 assists a game. Like I said, they won six in a row. They won seven of their last team, and they in the month of December, the same day like I did for Minnesota, the month of December, ladies and gentlemen. As you see on the screen, those who are watching on YouTube, 11-5. In the month of December, 11-5. They started the month winning their first three, lost their two, 1-1, lost one, 1-1, lost two, and then they just ripped off six in a row. And it's the six in a row that is crazy to think about when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks. Okay. Those of you who are watching the Heat Checkers on Luka Doncic and Dallas Mavericks. As you can see, they won 7 out of the last 10. They're 6 in a row. Minnesota, Houston, LA, New York, Houston, and San Antonio. But it's all about him. As you can see, lights out player of the week, none other than Luka Doncic. This is the reason why they are 11-5 in the month of December. He is the reason why they have won 7 out of 10 of their last game. He is the reason why they are on a 6-game winning streak. The man Luka Doncic is a beast among others. Luka Doncic has 3 50-point games and doing this 6-game winning streak. So half of their winning streak is because Luka is scoring at least 50. I want y'all to think about that. They won 6 in a row. Half of those is because Luka has dropped at least 50. 50 in 3 of the games. 50. Starting off with, December 23rd at Houston. 50 points. Shotting. He had 50 points in that game. He shot 56.7% on the field. He shot 50% from 3-point range, and he added 8 rebounds and 10 assists. That's 50-point game number 1. 50-point game number 2, and that game was just ridiculous because of the circumstances. Against the New York Knicks. Down 9 with 30 seconds to go. Luka Doncic brought them back to get them in overtime as they beat the New York Knicks 126-121. Luka had 60 points with 21 rebounds and 10 assists. I'm saying that again. Against the New York Knicks, when they had to come back down 9 in 33 seconds to win in overtime, Luka Doncic had 60 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. The first ever 60-20-10 game in NBA history. And Luka was the one to do it against the New York Knicks. Good gracious. This man, Michael Jordan never did it. Russell never did it. Rip Chaney never did it. Rip Chaney scored 100 points in that goddamn game. Kobe Bryant never did it. And he dropped 81 in a game. James hasn't done it. Dwayne Wade. I can keep going. That man dropped 60, grabbed 21 rebounds, and 10 assists against the New York Knicks. By the way, just like a week or 2 weeks ago, we did a heat check on the New York Knicks because they were winning games. We did a Burrow heat check when we talked about the Brooklyn Knicks and the New York Knicks because both teams won on the winning streak. Brooklyn still went on the winning streak. They had 11 right now. And all of a sudden, New York has started to slide off. Part of that is because Luka did that to them. Okay. That was the second of the 3 50-point games. He dropped 60. And then the third came on New Year's Eve, December 31st. He ended the year dropping 51 points, shooting 62% from the field, 60% from 3, and just added, 6 rebounds and 9 assists. I guess the San Antonio Spurs. What can be said about this man? I have no idea. And by the way, part of this 6-game winning streak includes the Christmas Day game when they hosted the Los Angeles Lakers. And Luka went for 32 points, 9 boards, and 9 assists. And Christian Woods chipped in with 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists as they defeated the Lakers 124-115. I mean, I don't know what to tell you about how ridiculous. I mean, look, Nikola Jokic can win MVP and lead a 6-seeded team to the playoffs. There's no way in the hell, unless Luka just stop being Luka for like the rest of the damn season, how Luka is not going to win MVP. Because the numbers I'm about to show you is going to show you why. During the 6-game winning streak, Luka is averaging 42.2 points per game. He is shooting 59.2% from the field. 46.3 from 3-point range, giving you 10.8 rebounds and 10.2 assists. During this winning streak, the man is averaging a triple-double during this 6-game winning streak. By the way, do we need to go back and look what he's doing overall in the season? Let's go back. Because there's nothing, there's no case you can make for anybody else to win MVP but Luka right now. He's averaging 34.2 points per game, giving you 8.7 assists and 8.9 rebounds. What more do you need from this guy? And you can't say he need to win games. They're fourth in the West right now. And the 2 years you gave it to Nikola Jokic. Did you see this? No. Was he around here dropping 50-point games? No. 60-point games? No. Luka is on a different level. And if Jason Kidd and the Maverick and Mark Cuban have signed him to get some a little bit more help, it's going to be hell come to the NBA because Luka can't be stopped. It is remarkable what this guy is doing on his own.
Christian Rules, yeah, you had yourself a 30-point game against the Lakers on Christmas Day. Good showing. Tim Hardaway Jr. against the Minnesota Timberwolves back on December 21st. You chimed in with 21 points. Spencer Dinwiddie dropped in with 19 points. That 60-point game that Luka dropped against the New York Knicks, Dinwiddie gave you 25, 6, and 5. Christian Rules gave you 19 and 9. Against the second time you played against the Houston Rockets when Luka went for 35, 12, and 13 in a 129-114 win. The second time they played Houston, Woods gave you 21 and 6, Powell gave you 19, 6 off the bench, Hardaway Jr. gave you 18, and just Spencer Dinwiddie gave you 15 and 6. I mean, but the main consistency is Luka,
and what he's doing in this winning streak is just ridiculous, okay? There's nothing you can say to me as of right now. And Lord have mercy, I can't believe what I'm saying this. Luka Doncic, the MVP. He is the MVP. I don't want to hear nothing about Nikola Jokic. I don't want to hear about Joel Embiid. I don't want to hear about Booker. I don't want to hear about none of them. Right now, the beginning of the year, January 2nd, 2023, right now, the front runner for MVP is Luka Doncic. And the numbers tell you why. That man is doing something special. And his team is fourth in the East. Fourth in the East. Now, what can he do now that the new year has turned? Well, he begins tonight at Houston.
So, as of right now, he already dropped a 50-point game against Houston back on the 23rd. And he had a 35-point triple-double the second time they meet. Now, they're going to meet again today.
What is he going to do to them tonight? Then after that, we get to Friday.
Oof. Oh boy.
TNT, January 5th versus Boston. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown walking in American Airlines Arena against Luka. That's something to watch. That's definitely something to watch. Maybe get to Saturday. When Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans coming to town. Okay. Those two games I'm circling. I want to see what Luka does on that one. Then you go to OKC. On Sunday, back-to-back. Then you head to the Clippers on the 10th. Then the Lakers on the 12th, which you already beat the Lakers. You dropped
32
and 99 on Christmas Day against LeBron. Then you got to deal with Damian Lillard in back-to-back games on January 14th and 15th before you have a visit from Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks and Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. This is the next 10 games for the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. Let's see, can he keep this monstrous streak up? Because this is ridiculous. I've never seen a streak like this. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the heat check is definitely Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. Because right now, what y'all been seeing, what y'all see through here and on these slides, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. So that's all I got to say. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Y'all have a good one.
Like the letter N, they don't let you through the door. Better kick that game. tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.
Masterpiece.